Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Good morning. It's always a thrill and a pleasure for me to open my show live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Blog Talk is worldwide. Imagine thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. Today's topic, secrets to a lasting marriage. And you do know that I usually save the topic to the closing of the show so that I keep your interest piqued. So let's just take a nice big yawn and a cat stretch and imagine how your day is going to go. You do know that you are the creator of your day. No blame, no nothing. And I don't want you to be afraid of dreaming. Michelangelo dreamed of carving and sculpting the Pietà. But before he could do anything with that dream that was burning in his heart, he had to see it on his mind life movie screen. So close your eyes for a minute. Kind of lean back. Come on. Let's all take another big cat stretch, meow meow. And how do you see your day going today? What dreams do you have that are still dancing in your heart? And that's all they're doing. They're still just dancing in your heart. Well, today's keynote is ideas are funny little things. They won't work unless you do. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning. French, Croatian, and English. Now, did you jump out of bed? Oh, got to get going. You jump-started your heart, your body, your mind. Well, is that what you do with your car? Or do you turn it on and kind of let it warm up? You're invited to call in 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could write to me, email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And I love to get love letters. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. What's dancing in your heart? Do you have secrets to a lasting marriage? Come on, we're partners. This show is a family affair. What has been your mantra in your life? And let's talk about those of you that have been married 40 years or more. What's the secret? Because you know today, oh, poor things, they get married and a year later, well, I didn't like the fact that he didn't put his socks in the laundry. I just don't need that kind of relationship. I need a loving relationship. In Buddha, prayer 4, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. So do you really want to know what that means? If your expectations have not been fulfilled, are you fulfilling the other's expectations? You see, it's a two-way street. Come on. There's no blame. There's just learning and acceptance. You're listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived. And you do, just give me one, oh, here it is, The Eternity and the Kiss. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. CathiWatson. And the goodness, you could hear any of the shows. Now, a couple of things that, website, Kathy Watson Speaks. CathiWatsonSpeaks. Speaks. Click on all of the buttons. I'm looking at the photo of David Taylor and I performing the Circle of Life. And then when you go to video, oh, man. And there's Roger Plummer. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. It is quite impressive. And our bags are packed. I just think you need to know that we're all solo performers, but we do work as duets when we're invited. And we'd love to entertain you. And man, talk about entertainment. Trust me, darlings, you will be entertained. You see, when you're doing what you really love, it's not a job. There's a certain electricity, and usually mine is saying, what are you going to learn today? What have you gotten a little sloppy about? What can you share with the world that's going to make a difference in their lives? So you see, you all may have the idea. You all may be sitting there thinking, well, I really should call in, but, oh, I don't know, I don't want to miss anything, so I'll wait and listen to the archive show. What is your idea? What has kept your marriage going? You got to be married at least. Oh, come on, what's wrong with my server here? There we go. Let's go 30 years, or 25. That's a quarter of a century. I think that's fair enough. And you could call in at 347-637-3789. Why do you think your marriage has lasted as long as it did? And if you're in the Schaumburg area on Valentine's, the day before, a couple of days before Valentine's, I will be presenting a show, a seminar, a little workshop on let's get upfront, close, and personal and share with me the romantic interludes in your life and what are the secrets to a lasting marriage? And each one, close your eyes, and your movie life screen just popped up, and what would you say? What would you say? Can you imagine living your life with one person for 50, 60 years? You're going to hear about them today. And no, Oh, yeah, I think, let me see here. Secrets 2, wasn't it Paul Newman? Yeah. You could hear about Jimmy Carter and Kirk Douglas. The Carters have been together for 67 years. Can you imagine that? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And here, oh, don't be afraid to dream. This is what Raymond Charles Parker said. If you want to dream of a lasting marriage, you got to take action. I just said to you, ideas are funny little things. They won't work unless you do. And Raymond Charles Parker said, oh, he's brilliant. And so is Mark Twain. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Raymond Charles Parker said, the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. They stop dreaming. So Mr. Parker said, positive persons declaring positive principles produce positive results. It all happens in the mind, in our thoughts. Thoughts are not just things. They are the creator of things. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? Now, I'm reading from the November issue of Signs of Mind that I'm in love with. If you keep a diary of your dreams, you will have no need to chase them. If you nourish them with your curiosity, they will develop and teach you a great deal as to all things you lend your curiosity and attention to. Dreams have their own language and symbols and never stop expanding. Trust that you will find the tools required to understand them. You'll run into those who don't believe in dreams. Don't let them discourage you. They are living dreams of which they are unaware of. In the world of dreams, a chair can be a ladder, and a ladder a stairway to heaven. Or it can be a place for hanging plans. Dream houses don't require ceilings, and stars don't require sky. People may have wings, and no one may ever die. Dreamers are given keys to unlock castles of wisdom and read ancient sacred scrolls hung on great temple walls. Dreamers enter timeless halls of music, poetry, and light. They are composers, arrangers, and dancers embracing the fire of life that burns deep in the soul of humankind. I'm thinking of the Bolshoi, the Kirov, Balanchine, Pavlova, Baryshnikov, Nijinsky, Aaron Copland, Fanfare to a Common Man, Tchaikovsky, Swan Lake, Mozart. Ah, dreamers never tire of dreaming. They dream the grandest of dreams and watch over them as you would a newborn baby. Ah, don't be afraid of dreaming. Be true to your dreams, and they will be true to you. it was rather interesting. Let's see. Because it occurred to me, wait a minute, let me go back. Because you wonder, where was it? The holiday loan, forgive. I found out now. Writing your book of life. Ever dream of that? Learning is movement from moment to moment. And never allow or admit any mental impressions or images that you do not wish to receive. That's what choices is all about. 14 of us took a chapter of our life and put it in the book Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Now, there's a formula. I believe the rules for writing a good book could easily be applied to living one's life. You're the main character. Without you, there can be no story. Fully develop your character every day in every way. The depth and richness of your story is dependent on this. Number four, this is powerful. Don't allow yourself to get lost between the lines of other people's lives. Unless your book is about living a mundane, trivial life, don't spend your time on trivia and stuff you don't really care about and don't want the reader to care about either. And then remember, once the book is done, you're 10% finished. 90% is in the promotion and in the advertising of your book. Get the publicity. Get it out there. Could you write a book or a brochure or something simplistic and take us down the path of the secrets to a lasting marriage? You know, I did that with, I memorize. I love to memorize. It's quite a challenge. The Simply Ageless Gospel According to Kathy. It doesn't have to be a big book. I could turn this into a handbook. Something that you could hold in the palm of your hands. It doesn't have to be 300 pages. But really, stop and think about the secrets to a lasting marriage. And that would embrace your entire life up to this point. And I'd love to help you with it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. When you log on to my site, Kathy Watson Speaks, and you click on books, the very first one you're going to see is The Elixir of Youth. Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you could look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. Right now. Right now. 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 It's an ebook. All you have to do is click on the button and you could read one of the chapters. Then you're going to scroll down and there is Choices. Can you imagine how exciting it was for me to work with 13 other contributing authors? They're celebrities in their own right. Many of them have been married for over 40 years, maybe even 50. You could look. They're only giving you a teeny tiny portion of their life, and they shared it in the book. You'll be immersed in the power of voice choice and challenges. You'll embrace the determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. In Germany, from behind the Berlin Wall to freedom, Rudy, son of migrant farm workers, that reached the American dream. Oh, Lee, who was adopted and told corporate America, I quit. I quit, I quit, I quit. She built her own fortune, her own home-based business, starting from scratch. Riga Kauf, divine intervention. Rhea, I just gotta be me. You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And yes, darlings, you can live your life in paradise. Now, that's two sides to the coin. Is it material or is it spiritual? You won't put the book down. It's available through me. When you order through me, you get a discount. That is determined by how many you purchase. But the stories are so powerful. They're about life, real life. And what they had to do to get to where they are today. Or you could log on, authorhouse.com, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com. It's available. Soft, hard, e-book, Kindle, and Nook. It's the type of book, honey, that you just keep on your desk. No, it's not a coffee table book. And you will get so many aha. My friend, Miss Boom Boom, is going through a traumatic period in her life. I'm going to suggest that she get the book, or I just may send it to her as a gift. It will change your life. Now, here's a little secret to choices. I was told that many look at the end of the end of the chapter because there's a photo of each of us. And then Renee said to me, Kathy, be sure and tell them to look at the eyes of the author, to really connect with their soul, because the eyes are the pathway to our soul. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your signature, your branding, your identity. Your voice is your passport to the future. Now scroll down, and you'll see the heart of the lion. Ah, and the minute you say Africa to me, man, I'm there. On my movie screen, there I am, walking in, into the Safari Club, Bill Holden's club in Kenya. Oh, what the beauty. The beautiness is unbelievable. I went there in 1984, and I wrote a journal. Years later, I met Tom Patrick, and together, voila, the heart of a lion. Amulets, lions, and the search for the truth. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making a pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. the spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. A mystical, romantic story embracing the spiritual and personal growth of two desperately searching for the true meaning of life. You want to know what a fascinating component? While the story is fiction, there are some segments that are true. Yeah, I was there. And then you have to find out what it is. To order, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and exlibris.com. Now, I'm part of Self-Growth. This volume came out a couple of years ago. 100 and Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2. And I open my chapter with, the greatest of journeys starts with a dream. Kathy's chapter, along with other experts, disclose success secrets on achieving your ideal life, on your lasting marriage. I just included that. Experts who are willing to pursue their dreams, willing to tell their stories, their challenges to empower others like you to succeed. Why not you? Why not? Aging with Style. The Passionate Warrior by Kathy Watson. I invite you to join me with an open mind to embrace the new and to eradicate old archaic thinking and trends that will keep you locked up a prisoner forever, living in the past. The form is changing, yeah. Ages 20 through 80 and beyond. A new era is emerging for ageless, aging with glamour, style, and vigor. You can have a sizzling, sensational second life. I said can because that gives you the ability. You know that you have the ability. It's your choice, honey. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Can you imagine a life filled with energy? Can you imagine a fulfilling life? Regardless of your age. Age has nothing to do with it. It's just a number. Do you want to rekindle, refire that spark in your life, and retirement is out of the question? You want to really rekindle the passion in your life? Then get to 100 Great Ways, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2. Now, you could order it through Amazon.com or selfgrowth.com. You could all have a book. Every single one of us have a book within us. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, remember, once your book is written, you're 10% done. Now, 90% is getting it out there. Oh, how exciting. You see, each life is like a snowflake and a thumbprint. No two will ever, ever be alike. There might be similarities, but they never, ever are alike. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Now, before I go into secrets to a lasting marriage, how many of you ever thought of being a partner with me on Live with Kathy? How do you do that? You see, when you have a radio talk show host, if you're, you know what I mean, and there's partially sponsored, yes, it's like their PSA. But I decided to substitute sponsorship to partnership, because we're in partners together with this. And I chose to open it to people who want to develop, who really want to find out who they are, their persona, the hat that they're... So why not wear a radio hat? Ever think of it? Yeah, and I could hear the mind chatter. Oh, please don't embarrass the family. What do you know about radio? I didn't know diddly about radio. Did it stop me? Now stop and think. If you don't take action, if it's an if it's no, then automatically nothing's ever going to happen in your life. You are living your life according to the dictates of someone else. And who is that someone else? In the Celestine Prophecy, it's the third insight that said that there are dream stealers. There are those who will never achieve anything in their life, and they're going to make sure that you don't either. So they just suck the energy out of you. So how do you overcome that? You pick and choose your reference group. You call me at 847-882-8717, and I will give you all the encouragement that you need. Now, this is how it works. You could call me or email me, and we talk about what your service, product, or intention is. And what are you giving back to the world? See, everyone, oh, are the floodgates going to open? I'm going to get thousands of new clients? No. First the service, then the reward. It is a development in you. We're extrapolating the infinite possibilities that you have that you are not even aware of. So we put together a mini-mercial. And it's heard 4 times a week. The minimum contract is, the minimum partnership is 10 weeks. And you're learning, and you're growing, and you're getting so many ahas that it's like, oh, I don't believe this. I didn't know I had this ability. Now the good news, even gets better. You're invited to be a co-host with me on one of my shows. Date to be announced, obviously. No loose cannons. I prep you. And we share with the world the unique, authentic you. Now remember, this is worldwide. Worldwide. How do you know that what you say isn't going to create an aha? Now we give it some time. Your show is archived. However, you know, you've already emailed the whole world to say that I've made my radio debut on Live with Kathy. And then all of the information. And how they could log on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and then click on the date that you're on my show. Now here's the learning curve. We both listen to you. And then I'm going to ask you one question. You're listening to yourself on the radio. Would you run to the phone? Would you run to email? Would you run to your computer and want to get in touch with you? Were you that dynamic? Were you that impressive? Were you that powerful? Were you sizzling sensational? Well, mićmo vidit. In Croatian, that's we shall see. And if there are some areas that need to be tweaked, that's okay. That's why you're on the show. So give me a call at 847-882-8717. Imagine you holding an audience spellbound while you introduce yourself, your business, products, and service to the world, to the entire world. 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part in partnership with Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. I love acknowledging Iron Workers. I want all of you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, I illuminate the character of Iron Workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron Workers, did you know, offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. College affiliate 882. Choose a career, not a job. Now, the only way that you're going to know if it's a fit, log on ironworkers.org. And you have to qualify. 4 years apprenticeship, but you're earning. You're making money. You're learning. Your pension. Your health care. What could be more inviting? Log on ironworkers.org. If you're interested in learning more about ironworking and the proud men and women who work at our trade, log on to youtube.com/Union Ironworkers and youtube.com/Ironworkers Impact. Log on IronFest, IronFest.com. I do hope that the site is still up. This is where the Iron Workers, their friends and family, are invited. This is international. It's an Iron Workers Festival held in August, and they were on the air with me on August 9. So go to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 9th. And then there's the Iron Workers, what a noble profession. My CD that I wrote years ago. Oh, and I love Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And in it, you will hear, you'll see the transition from the bombastic opening to Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Iron Workers, what a noble profession. It's 8 minutes, affordable. My pleasure. Are you bored and lonely? You don't have to be. How about writing, starting your book? Now, don't make this an arduous affair. Have a pen and pad, and whenever you have a thought, write it down. Write it down, write it down, write it down. That's what Rika did. She is the 50-plus director of the consortium at Hoffman Estates Park District. Log on, heparks.org. I don't know how she does it. She's absolutely brilliant. Read her story on how a trip to the south side of Chicago in 2005 literally changed her life. heparks.org. Call the park districts, the senior centers, and libraries. They have a plethora of programs for you to choose from. And yes, they will help you if you don't have transportation. But you see, if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. It's all your choice. Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA, is rather magnanimous because he said, well, Kathy, if any of the listeners have an issue with a little problem that I could help them with financially, have them get in touch with me, ahtax@ameritech.net. It's that simple. You see, the service first, then the reward. The more you give, the more you get. And there's enough for everyone. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Now in the elixir, secret number 7, page 42, I share with you my secret for de-stressing our faces. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging. Anger releases toxins into our body. Now, this cream is only available through me. It's affordable, 2 ounces. It is so effective, you only apply it 3 times a week. Get in touch with me by calling 847-882-8717. Or email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. This is what, November 13th? Oh, where did the year go? I'm looking at our property. We live in a beautiful a community village. We love renting. We've owned. We've had all of that. Silver Fox and I have truly simplified our lives. And I can't believe that it's November 13th. The fountain is down and the picnic tables are gone. But I need to ask you, you have just 2 weeks left. Do you have more month than money? Are you bored to death? Would a couple of $100 extra a month make a difference? It's your choice, you see. We can't do anything until you take action. It doesn't have to be a grandiose step. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with that first step, that first decision to think, I'm going to get in touch with Kathy. Let's see what she's got. I love working from home. I started my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. I don't know if you've been downsized or you got the pink slip. You're a solopreneur, retired. But you always had that dream of having your own business. And no, you don't have to invest huge capital. Look, get your pen and pad out. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills with a solid formula that offers infinite opportunities. You're going to challenge yourself while making money. www.leticia.myshackley.com. This is a call to action. I'm calling all of the women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2013. The year to reign supreme. Together. In solidarity, we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Keep your day job. I didn't tell you to quit that. But this is the year to unleash your passion. Really, think about it now. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? We'll help you find the service, the product that resonates with you. You know, change is constant. But you have to shift your strategies to accommodate change. It's scary, but it doesn't have to be because we're walking with you. Not ahead of you, not behind you, but alongside of you. A home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. No, you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is the desire to achieve. I said earlier, ideas are funny little things. They won't work unless you do. More and more people are becoming wealthy from nothing. And it could be you. It's pandemic. Come on, guys. Mothers, fathers, families. More than ever, all of you are embracing the power of creating your own business. Make this a family affair. Teach your kids the science of money. Money is just an exchange, something that you exchange one thing for another. Log on, Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. Get off your duff. Make a difference in the world. Oh, I have to tell you, sidebar here. I'm going to digress. I shared with all of you the last couple of times that I was experiencing a energy blowout. It is, you know, the mind, everything that happens to you in your life. And our family went through a traumatic episode in October. But when we talk about it, resolve it, and this doctor, the acupuncturist that I go to, Dr. Luo, oh, he's brilliant, just brilliant. I had another treatment yesterday. I don't have to go back for a while, but don't expect it to happen overnight. I feel a surge in energy. Now, I have to be cognizant of the fact that, Kathy, a surge doesn't mean that you have to climb that mountain. Just give your body a chance to rest. Darlings, I was wearing out my body. But things are much better right now. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to be part of the consortium, I love that word, to want to partner with me, it shall be my pleasure. But I won't know unless you contact me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. You could call in at 347-637-3789. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913. Log on, Kathy Watson Speaks. .com and click on all of the buttons. Okay, let's go to, ready? Fasten your seatbelts. Because this is all about you. Don't compare you to anyone. Do you hear me? This is what Khalil Gibran said. And this is Eternity in a Kiss. When you love, you should not say, God is in my heart, but rather, I am in the heart of God. Write that down. Come on. When you love, you should not say, God is in my heart, but rather, I am in the heart of God. And this from Science of Mind. The mystics have taught that there is but one ultimate reality. And that this ultimate reality is here, right now. This is our reality. Ah. If we would only sit quietly, close our eyes, and see it. Yesterday is done and over with. Tomorrow, promise to no one. It's just the now. Can you grasp the essence of the now? Write this down. I live and have my being in a timeless world of infinite love and possibility. As the snowflake began her journey from a place none have ever seen, a tender voice whispered, "I am the power for good that has always been and always will be. Everything you see has its beginning within me. You are a unique divine expression of my nature. Nothing can separate us. You will enjoy having many forms before you return to the arms of my embrace. You will travel great distances and will be immersed in wonder, mystery, and 1,000 impassioned dreams. The fire of love will burn deep within you. You will know of loss, but you won't be lost. You will know of pain and death, but neither will take you from me. You are my child, and I am your nature. I am with you today and always." This snowflake, she was not alone. 1,000 snowflakes gently fell beside her. Looking up, she could not see beyond the thousands more above her, and each on its own unique and special journey. You are unique. You are authentic. If you were from the world of time and measures, you might say a snowflake's life is too small to measure. Ah, you would be wrong. Come on. Tell me the interior measure of your dreams. Have you not dreamed 1,000 hours in a single night? Have you not discovered eternity in a single kiss? A snowflake's life is forever. Oh, she may appear one day as a drop of water to quench your thirst and fill your heart and mind with wonder. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Secrets to a Lasting Marriage. What are your secrets? When you look into the future, what do you see? If you got a telegram from your heart, what would it tell you about your marriage? Khalil Gibran said, "Let there be unconditional love, just accepting one as you are, but that let there be space." You have to like each other. When sex becomes less important, you better enjoy doing things together. Now, Khalil Gibran said, "Let there be space." Others are just secrets. Not just, they are secrets. Do you enjoy doing things together? Are you continually fighting about money? We don't have time. Our life is time. And if you're fighting, you're losing the best time of your life because you're not being kind to each other. Oh, yeah, you're going to take responsibility for your actions. Hold hands. Touch, a hug. Touching creates a strong bond. Let's go to, Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, 67 years. Kirk Douglas and Anne, 59 years. Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman, 50 years. They made their marriages work. Paul Newman did pass away. Wasn't he a stellar guy? Now let me do some quoting. Jimmy Carter. Nearly 33 years after leaving the White House, the former president and first lady reflect on the work they are most proud of, how Washington politics have changed, and the secret to their 67 years. Now, Rosalind said, space. Jimmy lets me do the things I'm interested in, and I let him do things he's interested in. It all developed when we had a farm supply system business, and I was keeping the books. It wasn't long before I knew more about the business than he did, so I would give him advice. In that space, you never, never, ever take that time, that precious time, away from each other. Huh. Do you allow your partner to be who he is or who she is? Have you learned to respect each other? Ron Howard and Cheryl, 35 years. Danny DeVito and Rhea, 30 years. You can't stop being best friends. You just can't. And if you have an impasse, if there is a situation, a condition, can you truly sit down and say we need to talk without screaming and hollering and accusing? There is no fault. But, you know, most important, you've got to respect each other through all of the trials and tribulations. And sometimes when the space needs to be a true separation, don't fight it. Let it be. You see, if you're meant to come together again, you will. And if you don't, it just wasn't meant to be. Get your pen and pad out. We only have a minute and a half. There are three reasons for upsets, thwarted intentions. Unfulfilled expectations. Undelivered communication. Do you talk? Or do you pout? I know of marriages when there's an upset, one won't talk to each other. They don't talk to each other for days. How can you possibly come to resolution if you're not mature enough? You're young only once, but you could stay childish and immature for life. Hug each other. Mwah! Kiss each other. Refire, rekindle the passion in your life. The past is over with. It's done. Au revoir. Goodbye. You see ya. So today, you are mandated on Wednesday, November 13th, to reach out, hug someone, and if you made a boo-boo, take responsibility. But most of all, love each other unconditionally. Until tomorrow, what price beauty? Kathy Watson, au revoir.